7:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahr.gov. ahrq.gov. Now, you know, I've read this a bunch of times. I don't know why I keep messing it up. But anyway, this is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. And that's my deed for the hour. Anyway, I'm going to try to go live on Facebook this second hour. Anyway, you just heard the R. Lewis Band, also they're called the Faded Blue, and Get Off the Road from the film She Devils on Wheels, 1968. You can find it on the Wild Wild World of Mondo Movies Music. Came out in 1990 on Ace. And before that, Linda Van Dyck with Boo Boo and the Boo Boos, a track originally released on the Funkler label in the Netherlands in 1966. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 25 and Sten Gun. Some of these songs I have played before, whether it's on the Desperate Hours, Desperate Hours podcast, or Coffee and Smokes, if you want to really go back to 20 plus years, 22 years, or whatever it is. Anyway, United States of America, I decided to play a song that isn't Hard Coming Love. When the first LP came out in 1968 on Columbia, and the Cloud song, inspired by Pooh. So MJ and Dawn will be into that. There you go. You can swing back in. We're going to be here for another 55 minutes playing all female artists and running the gamut from girl groups to punkers and everything in between. And coming up in this first set of the second hour, it'll be this week's song, and everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
No loving, Just so we know, for Christ's sake.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. Door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday? Piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. They married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Thank you. This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Be aware of the look in his eyes. They tell you the mood he's in. What kind of day it's been for the morning. Making you reason for living. Give all the love you can give him. All the love you can. There'll be
taking into your heart for the love that's making you. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Autour de moi, j'entends rire les poupées de chiffon, celles qui dansent sur mes chansons, poupées de cire. Chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Sale parfois, je soupire, je me dis à quoi bon chanter ainsi l'amour sans raison, sans rien connaître des garçons. Je ne suis qu'une poupée de cire, qu'une poupée de son. Sous le soleil, mes cheveux blancs, poupées de cire, poupées de son. Mais un jour je vivrai mes chansons, poupées de cire, poupées de son. Sans craindre la chaleur des garçons, poupées de cire, poupées de son.
Now you say you're lonely, you cry the
at 7:25 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right. I'll tell you what, I play that first set. This first set of the second hour, rather long one, but I was on a roll. And this is this show is basically, even though I planned it out, basically, or essentially, at its essence, it's planned out. You know, it's still kind of freeform. I leave a lot open. Just heard Janice Hopper, and I believe a single, A Virgin of Crimea River, that went nowhere, but it's probably my favorite version. And that's including Julie London. I know sacrilege, but I like it. If she wanted to sell me cigars, I would buy them. 1960 on the Capitol label, Cry Me a River, Janice Hopper, for that French girl who died last week at the age of 70. Poupée de cire, poupée de sang. I think it means wax doll or something like that. Anyway, from the Vamps a Vampire, the Songs of Serge Gainsbourg compilation came out in 2014 on Ace. It was originally released on the Philips label in France in 1965. Leslie Gore and the iconic You Don't Own Me came out in 1963 on Mercury, arguably one of the best female vocals ever. I love that song. On the Janice Hopper track, the Grand France Call track, that's going to Tony in Cambridge. Tony and Julie support the local disc jockey scene here, both at the dives and on the radio. They've been doing it for years, and I am honored to be their must listen during the week. I really am. So that France Call track is going out to them. I'm sorry, I don't write anything down either. My brain is scrambled up. I've been all day in a little insurance box all day. Anyway. For Leslie Gore, you heard Bobby Martin singing about all the stuff you got to do to keep your man happy. For the love of him, for the love of God. Came out in 1969 on United Artists. For that, a bonus this week's song that everybody knows, Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. A live version by the Great Society, who was played last night on Psychotic Reactions. I said, wow, I like it. I do have an album by the Great Society, a compilation of stuff, unreleased tracks. And I know I got them on some San Francisco compilations, hanging around somewhere. Bobby Gentry with this week's song that everybody knows, Ode to Billy Joe from the LP of the same name. Came out on Capitol in 1967. And we kicked it off with Ashley Vaughn Herder and the Haters. And Big Oven came out in 1996 on the Baby Doll label. Well, let me just get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
To me, when I get through, you'll be sorry you met me. You and me. Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I take my chances for romance. Hi, this is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. If you hadn't guessed by now, it's all female artists. Or female-fronted bands, at least. I think it's going okay. I don't lost any listeners. Well, how would I know? Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. You heard Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson. A track from the compilation Girls in the Garage Volume 8 came out in Romulan a number of years ago and originally released on the Allied label in 1967. And He Means So Much to Me. For that, the Diabolics channeling the Hatfields. Diabolics were from Great Britain. 1995 on the German Screaming Apple label. Yes, I Do. And then the Don A's, that was a B-side, actually, that song, this song, Devil in His Heart. It was a B-side that George Harrison fell in love with, and the Beatles wind up covering it. Well, I believe their second album, but since it's not in front of me, I forget. I got a lot of their albums. But the Don A's did Devil in His Heart, 1962 on the Brent label. And we kicked off the set, probably the shortest of the night, The Runaways from the self-titled album, 1976 on Mercury, and Blackmail. Got about 18 minutes left. Not sure if Sean is back from break. Well, I'm going at 8. If it kills me, he'll be glad of it. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Deep into the funnel of love. someday.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Tomcat, you.
And then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness.
Six Eastern Standard Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening here at MFO. Anyway, let me tell you what I play in this last set of the evening. All female artists. Just heard Donna Lynn channeling the Stones, song co-written by Keith Richards and Andrew Lloyd Oldham. And I'd Much Rather Be With the Girls. Originally released in this country on Capitol in 1965. I got off the compilation, the box set, One Kiss Can Lead to Another, Girl Group Sounds, Lost and Found. It's on Disc 3. Came out in 2003 on Rhino. Nancy Sinatra, a title track from How's That Grab Ya, 1966 on Reprise. Jeannie, Jim, Tom, Bill, self-released track from 1965. Appears on Hipsville Volume 3, compilation on Cramden, so named because all the hits are crammed in. And Silly Whim. You can tell they're from Minnesota just from the inflection and the delivery, not even the accent. Before that, Wanda Jackson and the iconic Funnel of Love came out in 1961 on Capitol, and the Church Keys kicked it off from 1999 on Norton. The CD is Work With It, and You Can Think What You Want. And I'll leave you off with one all-female artist. I'm going to be starting off next week's show with what I didn't play this week. As always, my name is Alex. The pleasure was mine. I'll leave you with a little bit of travel music. You all take care, okay?
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is." And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is." And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, "Is that all?"